This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's legislative session begins today. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Democrats hold the majority in the House and Senate, but both parties agree making Colorado more affordable is the primary focus, from rent and housing to child care. Here's House Speaker Alec Garnett.
We are in extraordinary times right now, and we need to make sure we're helping Coloradans bridge this gap to getting out of this pandemic into to better times.
Republican House Minority Leader Hugh McKean agrees the state is too expensive, but supports less government intervention.
We have seen Democrats who, for my time in the House, have been in the majority time and again say we're going to solve this problem, and yet what they really do is limit the choice.
Addressing crime and community safety are other top legislative priorities. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The number of calls is up at Colorado System for students to report potential school threats or violence. CPR's Jenny Brundin has more.
In December, the anonymous reporting tip system Safe to Tell received more than 2,400 calls, a 23% increase over the same month last year. Suicide threat calls were the top category, followed by threats about a potential act of violence against an individual or place, and welfare checks. Those are usually reports that express concern about a classmate. There was a significant increase in duplicate tips last month. Officials say that increase was likely due to a TikTok challenge that led to school threats across the nation in mid-December. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Boulder County is still assessing how the grass fires in December affected agriculture. Early damage reports show at least 1,000 acres of commercial agricultural land was affected. One rancher lost 10 bulls in the fire. Local groups have set up hay banks for people who lost supplies they were storing to feed their animals through the winter. A court ruling frees up the Denver Broncos to be sold. A judge in Denver has terminated an agreement between a potential buyer and the team's current owners. The estimated asking price, $4 billion. This is CPR News.